Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's 38 Special, bringing us back, by the way. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum LLC. TatumLLC.com is the website, and we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that Sam moderates and organizes and calculates and produces and publishes and waxes poetic about every month, especially with us, and we appreciate that very much, Sam. Let's get into the details. You pointed out in the previous segment that the overall business conditions were up, very optimistic, very, very much up compared to over the last 3 years. Let's get into the details. What about what you call order backlogs, and I call the sales pipeline? That's kind of one of the low points of the survey, isn't it, for going forward?
Well, going forward it is, but if we go back a month ago, we were talking about order backlogs that took a really huge jump in the outlook, and sure enough, this month, this past 30 days was true to the outlook a month ago, in which orders on hand improved to 37% of our respondents from 24%. That is, 37% said order backlogs improved last month compared to the month before versus 24% a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so it really picked up during the month of February, but the outlook is a bit more cloudy because those that are expecting improving backlogs decreased a bit, but the decrease comes down from 60% expecting improvement to only 54% expecting improvement. Aha! So it's
so the arrow. Arrow looks worse than the numbers.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. It okay. Still looks quite strong, even though it's not as strong as 1 month ago in the outlook.
From your mouth to God's ears. Now, let's tie that to employment.
Yeah.
So what employment's sideways right now?
It's kind of sideways. There is a higher degree this month of wait and see, in part because of the what everybody knows as the sequester.
Yeah.
But we don't know what effects those are going to have on business generally, and so I think it's influential in our decisions whether to hire or wait a little bit to see how things are going.
And the mother of all wait and sees is the big cloud overhanging this entire year, and
yep.
it'll be this way all the way up to the end of the year, and that is Obamacare.
Well, that affects. Well, it affects every business to some degree,
yep.
But I don't think it's really known yet what the effects are going to be. But it is a wait and see.
That's the reason it's a black cloud, because we don't know.
Yep.
We don't know what's it hadn't rained on us yet. We just know it's up there, ready to rain
yep.
on us. So I mean that's a real concern. And the thing is, it's going. I'm afraid that one issue is going to stall out any significant employment growth this year that maybe could have happened without it.
It influences employment growth overall, but look at it this way. Here's what I would do as a small business, and this may seem like I'm plugging what we do, but I believe in using people in a temporary or part-time mode through reaching out to firms that supply people on a part-time
outsourcing.
Or temporary
basis.
The best
way to do that is outsourcing.
And
let other people manage the employment level. You manage
exactly.
You manage the tasks that have to be done. That's a great way to do business, is outsourcing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's go back. Let's move over and talk about capital expenditures and
mm-hmm.
availability of credit. What's What's it looking like going forward?
Well, CapEx, you know, businesses do have plenty of money, but it also is a bit like employment. It involves commitment. And to the extent that we have the black clouds that result in a higher level of uncertainty, we're not as likely to commit, despite the fact that we have the funds now. And certainly we have low interest rates now, and what a great time to be borrowing if we can get the money, put it in long, borrow long right now, because interest rates simply cannot stay this low.
They can't
for an extended period of time.
But also, capital availability and pricing is the only straight down arrow that you have on the whole chart.
What does that mean? That's in the outlook, and our interpretation of that is that as the economy improves, it's inevitable that interest rates are going to rise.
Yeah.
So our financing chart involves both pricing and availability. We think availability is getting better,
mm-hmm.
but we think pricing is going to be rising.
Yeah,
our interpretation of the down arrow in the outlook, which is for 60 days, is a general concern about the potential for rising interest rates, which are inevitable as the economy improves.
And another thing that's affecting that is the Dodd-Frank bill, because that's putting pressure, increased pressure, including pricing pressure, Sam, on banks who are having to comply with Dodd-Frank.
Yep.
And if you don't believe that, folks, talk to a banker. They'll tell you that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. When we come back, I want Sam to help me reconcile record stock market levels, but an economy still hanging in there. What's wrong with that picture? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.